Hello, everyone, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You are welcome to email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Santa Claus. It is that time of year. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't already followed my Facebook page, I sure hope you will. That's A Dad's Point of View on Facebook. You can listen to any of my shows and read any of my columns, current or past, by visiting my website, which is brucesalen.com. Again, I want to welcome my latest new affiliate to the show, as this is my third broadcast on News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm very honored to be on your station in my late father's hometown. I also attended a semester of college there in Ohio, which I have promised to tell you about sometime or another. Maybe I will. A heads up for everyone, I have a special Christmas show coming up, which will air on Christmas for my WHK listeners, I believe at 7 p.m. It will be great background music for your Christmas dinner, lots of fun music and trivia about that music. Trust me, I actually listened to the show while driving up today, and I just had a fun time listening to myself and all the great music that we will present to you, and I encourage you to listen to it. It will be available on my website as well, and I guarantee you have not heard a Christmas music show like the one that will air on Christmas Day, and it'll air on the 23rd of December for my Santa Barbara listeners. And it's actually airing on several other stations across the country, so check your local listings. Today's topic is based on my A Dad's Point of View column, which most of my shows are, and the title of that column is, Does Being on Time Mean Anything Anymore? And as I told you earlier, you can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my column, you just Google my name or A Dad's Point of View. For what it's worth, there are still some sponsor slots open, and you can reach me about that at brucesalen.com or just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. So, does being on time mean anything anymore? And the further extension of that is, basically, I got an email from someone who basically titled it, Manners. Do people have good manners anymore? Which is an extension of the idea of being on time. You would think with all the wonderful technology we have at our fingertips, that being on time should be no difficulty whatsoever. All you have to do is program your smartphone or your computer or an alarm clock or whatever it is that you have, or your iPod, your iPad, your iThis, your iThat, and it should give you all sorts of reminders. Yet I'm finding that people are more chronically late than at any time in my memory. So why is that? I don't know. And is it good or bad? And I'm curious how other people feel about it. I personally don't like it, and I think it's disrespectful. And as a parent, we, of course, model behavior for our kids. So if you are late, your kids are probably going to be late. And if you teach your kids that being on time is a sign of respect to others, then your kids will know what it means to be on time. I also think that will have impact for your children later on in life when they show up late for work and possibly lose a job or two early on in their lives when they take on those first minimum wage jobs. So I believe it's a basic necessity of life, and not to mention a courtesy. I had a friend who I'm still friends with who was, and I think everybody's had a friend like this, he was one of these guys who was absolutely undeniably gregarious and lovable and also chronically late. But he got away with it because everybody loved him. For the sake of this discussion, I'll call him Barry. And this was a time in my life, you know, I just realized I'm doing something that my younger son pointed out. He said I use the word and I say it with a funny accent of sorts. So I'm going to try to watch the use of my ands. Other people, of course, say you know a lot or duh or And as a public speaker, I try to watch my pauses and certainly my you knows and my and my does. And now I'm going to try to watch my ands. The hardest thing about being a speaker is being comfortable with a pause rather than filling it in with a you know, an a duh, or in my case, an and. So let's continue. With Barry, he would chronically be late, and this was before I was married. So I would show up, and he would be late, and it would irritate the heck out of me. But I loved Barry, as everybody else did, so everybody would just tolerate it. And I thought, there has to be a solution that will somehow mitigate my irritation and be a little more equitable. So I proposed to Barry that there be a 10-minute grace period, because we were both single in those days, and he and I are both married. And what our get-togethers usually encompassed was meeting each other at a restaurant for a meal and then maybe going to a movie. So it just felt uncomfortable for me to go to a restaurant and sit in the waiting area or sit at a table waiting at least 30 minutes, because he was never 5 minutes late. He was 30 or 40 minutes late, and sitting there alone and looking around in the restaurant where everybody else was together with friends and waiting 30 or 40 minutes for Barry. So I came up with the idea that other than the 10-minute grace period, whoever came second paid. If it was within the 10-minute grace period, we'd split the check. Well, Barry readily agreed, because he was a very successful television producer, which was what I was in my former life. And he still came late. And I was happy as a lark, because now I knew I show up and I bring things to read. I bring work to do, writing and whatever I had to do. I sit wherever I am, whether it's at the table or in the waiting area, and I do work. And then I order lobster. I order the most expensive glass of wine, and Barry pays for it. It's called a win-win. It's a great solution. But as a parent, it's not a great solution. We need to teach our children to be on time. I also think we need to teach our children to RSVP when they're invited somewhere and to honor their commitments. So that means when they make a date, I don't mean a social date, not a romantic date. When they make a play date with someone, they don't change it because they get something better. And I think a lot of this behavior has become a lot more random and haphazard, and I don't think it's good. I think we need to honor our commitments, whether they're social or professional. And I think they have gone the way of much more casual and much more haphazard. And I don't think it's good, and it's definitely not good for our kids, because they're learning bad manners, and I don't think that's good. Anyway, continuing on, I think there's a reason for some of this. The reason is that our kids, because of the way in which media portrays celebrities and, for that matter, politicians, they see that celebrities get away with everything. Whatever they do, they get celebrated for. A celebrity could release a videotape of themselves in a compromising position, and they get a reality show. A politician or a sports star does something wrong, and they just come on the air and they do some kind of apology, some kind of mea culpa, and they're forgiven and they get a new contract or they get reelected. There was a president once that did something slightly inappropriate, and I don't know, he got reelected. Didn't seem to be a problem. So the whole idea of, you know, manners, let alone shame, our kids see everybody gets away with it. So if you're late, who cares? In fact, my older son, a lot of his friends will break dates, or they'll, and again, I'm talking about just platonic dates, not romantic dates, and it doesn't seem to bother him because they all do it. Well, what is the long range effect of this? I'm not quite sure. I just don't think it's good. So that's the point of this column. We'll discuss it more with Pastor Drew and Wayne Levine, our guest coming up later. My producer, Richard Dugan, is starting to wave frantically at me, as he tends to do when it's near the end of a segment. This is, he's about to knock me on the head with a piece of fruit. This is Bruce Salen, and this is The Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. Coming up, our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine after these commercials. Okay, everybody, this year we're going to do something different, a holiday sing-along. After this song, we'll put together a great CD of holiday music, including some unusual versions of well-known standards. All right, are we all ready? Aaron?
Okay!
Arnie? Arnie? Arnie!